It's Over the Hump Day Wednesday, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports, Simply Butch. Yes, indeed, he is here, and as always, I say to you fans there who are listening to this great podcast, thanks for tuning in. Yes, indeed, here. We'll give you some sports news, as I always say, that you just can't get enough of, and then some. Let's start off our show, which might be broken down in pieces. But that's okay. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions, who are coming off a victory, a great victory over the Minnesota Vikings there. Others feel that it's not a great victory because they say Minnesota Vikings are not the team that should be in playoff caliber kind of action there. I say baloney. They're in first place. All they need is win one game, or the Lions to lose one game, and yes, they win the division. However, that's not the point of emphasis right now, as the Detroit Lions get back on the practice field today to take on the New York Jets. Yes, the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium coming up this Sunday here, boys and girls. Not too much I can say, but right now they are very, very concerned and conscious on the defensive line and also the defense of the New York Jets there. New York Jets have a very, very plentiful and very good defense there. Detroit's receivers and also running back then, Jared Goff is going to have some problems with that if they don't get things worked out in practice quick, fast, and in a hurry. Again, the Lions got to win out to have any kind of chances of getting into playoffs there. This is just another bump in the road, boys and girls, for the Lions to do what we hope they do, is to win a football game. Yes, indeed, there. That game will be at 1 o'clock. That will be on CBS, what I understand here. We'll talk about the Fox lineup in a moment there as the World Cup is coming up. And, yes, we're going to have a little chat on that as well there. Detroit Lions against the New York Jets in MetLife Stadium this upcoming Sunday there. The players of the week starting in the American Football Conference, Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence, the Patriots' linebacker Josh Ertz, and the Ravens' defensive end Calais Campbell were named the AFC Players of the Week for week number 14. For the NFC, the Rams' quarterback Baker Mayfield, who no one gave a red cent about here, but came on in there with the Rams and just showed them, I still got it. Yes, he did. The Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham and also the Panthers kicker Eddie Bittero were named the NFC Players of the Week for week number 14. That week will start tomorrow with a game on Thursday night, including this week, three games on Saturday. As I said before on this broadcast, you can check that out on the NFL Network, unless you are a regular or a team that is represented by your city, will be on local television. Yeah, I said it. Detroit Pistons second-year guard Kay Cunningham will have season-ending surgery on his left shin. Sources confirm that with Yahoo Sports, ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski was first reported of the decision, and Detroit Pistons as well now brought that information out. Cunningham has been evaluated many times this past week, or these several past weeks, I should say. Expected to make a full recovery, sources said, for the beginning of next season. He's out for the year, boys and girls. He's been dealing with pain since the preseason and has seen multiple doctors looking for ways to continue his sophomore season, but that just won't happen here. Again, he's going under the knife. He's been out since November the 12th as the team has learned his left shin soreness, but again, prognosis hasn't gotten any better at all. Of course, Cunningham was the number one pick of the 2021 NBA draft. Played 12 games this season, averaging 19.9 points a game, 6.2 rebounds, and 6 assists on 41% shooting. He will be missed, but again, the Pistons not missing too much, as they're going to have one of those years that I don't know. We'll see. Detroit Red Wings, on the other hand, they have recalled left winger Elmer Soderblom from the American Hockey League, Grand Rapids Griffins, and place defenseman Ali Mattu on the injury reserve list that was reactive on December the 6th. This is the second half of the midweek back-to-back for the Detroit Red Wings. They were hoping to sweep a two-game series with the Minnesota Wild, but some things just don't happen here. Minnesota Wild, they play tonight here. They're just getting started right now, and I will kind of scan down there and see if there's any scoring. Yep, it's zip-zip. Minnesota Wild and the Detroit Red Wings at this present time here. Red Wings got to start winning games there. Helleberg, the newest member of the Detroit Red Wings, is in goal tonight for them there. They're not getting too much mileage. Well, they're getting mileage in goal. A 1-0 shutout victory last night against them was just not too bad. The Red Wings' offense is not kicking here right now here. Not to the system of winning games here. So that's going to have to stand up. Steve Yzerman said they got players right now. The young players know how to win. They should be winning. He's not worried about a thing. So that's that, boys and girls. That's what the general manager and president, vice president said. The Detroit Tigers announced that they have agreed to terms with left-handed pitcher Matthew Boyd for a 1-year contract. Boyd, 31 years old, he had a strong finish in his 2022 campaign with the Seattle Mariners, missing most of the season with injury. He appeared in 10 games and posted a 2-0 record with a 1.35 ERA. Yes, 13 strikeouts Matthew Boyd had. Boyd also allowed just 5 hits and limited opposition with other batters, and as they only batted 116 against him there. Boyd rejoined the Tigers organization after wearing the old English D from 2015 and 2021. Then he disappeared. Poof. Went somewhere else. And again, that manager is no longer with us anymore. I can't say hip, hip, hooray, or whatever it may be here. Carlos Correa and the San Francisco Giants, they settled in on a contract. That's one less free agent on the market now. Correa finally found a new home. It's with the San Francisco Giants, as I'm saying. Finally, he will be looking to buy a house, buy a fancy car, and get himself together on the Bay Area there. The Giants agreed to a massive 13-year, $350 million contract. 13 years and $350 million. That's some good eating there, boys and girls. Correa's only 28 years old. He's a 2-time All-Star, 1-time World Series champ, 1-time Gold Glove winner, and former Rookie of the Year. He spent 2015 through 21 with the Astros and last year with the Minnesota Twins before opting out of his deal with Minnesota. He was ranked number 3 ranked agent in the class that we had, but again, he doesn't have to worry about that anymore. He has plenty bread and butter to deal with his family the rest of his life and then some. Lionel Messi, he scored a goal and had an assist as Argentina thrashed, beat up Croatia by a score of 3-0 yesterday to reach the World Cup finals. The breakout star, Julian Alvarez, he scored the other 2 goals for Argentina there. Messi opened up the scoring at the 34th minute with a penalty kick. That was good. It was his 5th of the tournament. Sunday, Argentina 6th World Cup and Messi's 2nd, along with the 2014, which Germany won the zip. Argentina has won the World Cup twice in 1978 and 1986. It will also be Messi's probably last World Cup as well there. You know what? France beat Morocco by a score of 2-0 this afternoon for them to reach the World Cup and finally go against Argentina in a historic match of this defending champions. And the Africans' first-time semifinalists is in the consolation game that will be played on Saturday against Croatia. That game will start, match will start at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. The championship match will start and then kickoff will be 3 p.m. GMT. That's when I was in England. However, translation for Eastern Standard Time, boys and girls, that's 10 a.m. So it won't interfere with football at its finest, which starts about 1 o'clock on most of the channels and around the country there. So you ain't got to worry about a thing. You can just get on up, have breakfast in bed, and watch football. Or soccer, as we call it here in the United States, and have at it. I watched that game pretty doggone well, and it was cool. I'll give you some updates on the Detroit Pistons right now. They're in the second quarter with about 7 minutes to play. In the second quarter, the Pistons are losing against the Charlotte Hornets by a score of 49-47. And let me see if I can get some updates on the Detroit Red Wings right now. They're in the about the 10-minute mark of the first period, and it's still zip-zip. Detroit Red Wings over to Minnesota. Wild. Wild. Grant Wall's wife, Dr. Cecilia Gruden, or Grodin, told CBS News this morning on Wednesday that a renowned soccer journalist died due to an aneurysm that ruptured in his head there. He had an autopsy done by New York, and the New York City medical examiners showed that he had an aneurysm that ruptured, said Grodin, an infectious disease specialist and a CBS News contributor. And this morning she wasn't contributing, she was contributing her husband's ordeal. Many were saying there was some wacky-packy stuff going on there. This is not the case. She said it's just one of them things that was likely brewing for years, and for whatever reason, it happened at the point in time, she told CBS Morning News co-anchor Gail King this morning in her first interview since her husband's passing. Walls died on Friday at the age of 49 while in Equator covering the World Cup there. And again, what a nice person. And I met him on a couple occasions way back when in 2002. And that was a long time ago. But then I've seen them recently there covering up some, not some soccer news there, but doing some special assignment work there. He is a very nice individual. He will be missed by many of us there in, yes, in the world of sports. Yes, back in, clearing my throat is something to do. Headlines, boys and girls. Let's give you some headlines here. An MRI confirmed that Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals tore his ACL. He will be gone for the rest of the season. The NFL is looking into how the Patriots handled Devon Parker's head injury as he should have been off the field way ahead of the hit that he took in the particular game. However, the NFL is looking into that. Ohio State star running back Trey Vanya Henderson is out for the college football playoffs there. The NBA remodeled its trophies, and the Michael Jordan Most Valuable Player is one of them. Is it great or not? I don't know. You know, NBA is trying to spike it up a little bit. Alex Ovechkin was the third player to reach 800 goals last night as he had a hat trick. Yes, hat trick in Tuesday's game against the Chicago Blackhawks there. Now Ovechkin is trailing by one. He's trailing only Gordie Howe by one particular goal there. And again, he got three last night. Well, he's at 800 goals. 800 goals indeed here. Looking at it, and the scoreboard right now, and the Hornets are now putting up a fuss against the Pistons. That's 56-49. with 4 minutes to go in the second period there, or the second quarter. Poor Pistons. Finally, Mississippi State's head coach and college football icon Mike Leach passed away at 61 years of age. Monday, Leach has been Mississippi State's coach since 2020 after stops at Texas Tech and Washington State, where I got to know him very well up in Pacific Northwest. In 21 seasons as a head coach, he compiled a 158-107 record. He made the bowl games 19 times. He's Texas Tech's all-time winning leader with 84. Leach's coaching tree has been very impressive, by the way, there. It includes some coaches such as Arizona Cardinals' Cliff Kingsbury, USC's Lincoln Riley, TCU's Sonny Dykes, and Baylor's Dave Amorati, and among other coaches that has been associated with him. And by the way, he was one of the few coaches in college football that kind of changed the attitude of passing more than running the football more. He is the saint in that regards there, changing the game in college coaching, as again, seeing more passing than running. Again, Mike Leach passed away at 61 years old on late Sunday night, early Monday morning there. Very, very funny guy to me. Well, some people say he's very intelligent, but say he studied to be a lawyer, and he has his law degree and whatnot there, but very funny guy to me. He had that kind of twang in his conversation there, that humorous as it may seem. He kind of got you thinking, and that's a good thing. It really is. It's a very good thing here. I'm going to look at the Red Wings and see how progress is going on there. We got around about, give or take, about 4 minutes ago in the, in the first period here, 0-0 Detroit Red Wings and the Minnesota Wild. No score in that particular game. How about let's have a session and think about a rule that basically I think no one thought about here, okay? Dunking in high school sports during warm-ups. I bet you haven't even thought about that and the consequences go with it when the officials come on the floor. This is Be the Referee.
Welcome to Be the Referee with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Both basketball teams are on the court warming up before the game starts. All three officials are on the floor as teams are in their traditional layup lines. In an attempt to get their fans fired up, a player for the home team dunks it when it's his turn in line, followed by a teammate also dunking one. Can they do that? What's the call? Once the officials are on the floor, as they are in this example, they should assess a technical foul to any player who dunks in pregame warmups. In this case, the visiting team would receive 4 free throws to start the game, 2 for each dunking violation, and would start with possession. Technical fouls would also count as personal fouls and count towards the team foul count. And the head coach would receive an indirect technical foul. Dunking or grabbing the rim during warm-ups is not allowed.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.
Bet you didn't know about that ruling, huh, boys and girls, there about dunking when the officials walk on the floor and how you got to immediately stop or they get to shoot 4 free throws and immediately the other team gets the ball. Oh, boy. I bet you didn't know that, but Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA, which is Michigan High School Athletic Association there. Be the Referee is a tool that basically gives you rules and regulations on how to enjoy the game, and its rules a wee bit better there. And glad to have it on the air on Butch on Sports. We will be back on Sundays here, boys and girls. We'll talk about the Lions, of course, and definitely be talking about World Cup action as it may be. And we'll know winners and we'll know losers, and we'll find out what's what, who went, when, why, and how as we come to the roundup of our Christmas extravaganza there. We will be on the air this Sunday. We will be on the air Sunday night, Monday morning. Yes, Sunday night, Monday morning for Butcher on Sports, followed by Wednesday show. And after Wednesday show next week, we're going to take a little week off. Yes, I think so. A Christmas vacation off there. We will be back on the air on that New Year's Day. Yeah, late New Year's Day on January the 1st, as yes, the Detroit Lions are going to be taking on the Chicago Bears at home, hopefully at that point in time. We will be talking playoffs. If not, maybe a successful season for the Detroit Lions. We don't know. I can't tell the future, but we'll deal with it there. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, as well as the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButtoO.Podomatic.com. Also at TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com and also TheGameSportsShow.com. as well. And yes, check out the Monday game, the Monday show with Butch and Dave and friends. Yes, we just got back doing podcasts right now there. As yes, we'll finally find out what's going on in the world. Or you'll find out what's going on in the world of sports there. And but hey, congratulations to E.J. Russell, who's doing a sports show up in Escanaba, Michigan there, doing his thing. Yeah. From 5 to 6 o'clock there. Got to give him a call on the show one day this week or maybe next week here to see how things are going on that particular day. And we'll come back and maybe have him on our show as well there. I'm out of here, boys and girls. I'm going to enjoy some wrestling and watch Young Shelton and have a very good Wednesday evening. Hopefully you do the same. We'll be back, yes, late Sunday night here for another edition of Butch on Sports. Tell your friends about Butch on Sports, and yes, check us out on Sunday.